Of course you can't forget, but I lifted Shiny's hand. Look at him. Does it look like he spent centuries gloating? Sia's lip curled.
So he regrets what he did. Now, after we've freed ourselves, and after he's been sentenced to humanity for his crimes, so very remorseful.
How do you know he didn't regret it before?
Because he didn't set us free!
Sia thumped a hand against his chest.
He left us here, let humans do as they pleased with us. He tried to force us to love him again.
Maybe he couldn't think of another way, I said.
What?
Maybe that was the only thing that made sense, mad as it was, after the mad thing he'd already done. Maybe he wanted time to fix things, even though it was impossible, even though he was making things worse. My anger had already faded. I remembered Shiny the night before, on his knees before me, empty of hope. Maybe he thought it was better to keep you prisoner than be hated than lose you entirely. I knew it was a pointless argument. Some acts were beyond forgiveness. Murder, unjust imprisonment, and torture were probably among them. And yet, Sia closed his mouth. He looked at Shiny, his jaw tightened, eyes narrowing.
Well, does this mortal speak for you, Father?
Shiny said nothing. His whole body radiated tension, but none of that found its way into words. I wasn't surprised. I loosened my hand from his to make it easier for him to let me go when he walked away. His hand snapped closed on mine, suddenly, tightly. I couldn't have pulled away if I'd wanted to. While I blinked and wondered at this, Sia sighed in disgust.
I don't understand you, he said to me. You don't seem stupid. He's a waste of your energy. Are you the sort of woman who tortures herself to feel better or who takes only lovers who beat her?
Madding was my lover, I said quietly. At that, Sia actually looked chagrined.
I forgot. Sorry.
So am I. I sighed and rubbed my eyes, which were aching again. Too much magic in sky. I wasn't used to being able to see like this. I missed the familiar magic-flecked darkness of shadow.